Hello, and welcome to Father Luke's Homilies. This homily was preached in the Catholic parish of Brandon and Mildenhall for the 27th Sunday in Ordinary Time, Year B. I pray that this homily is of some use to you. God bless you. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Some Pharisees approached Jesus and asked, "Is it against the law for a man to divorce his wife?" They were testing him. He answered them, "What did Moses command you?" "Moses allowed us," they said, "to draw up a writ of dismissal and so to divorce." Then Jesus said to them, "It was because you were so unteachable that he wrote this commandment for you. But from the beginning of creation, God made them male and female. This is why a man must leave father and mother, and the two become one body. There are no longer two, therefore, but one body. So then, what God has united, man must not divide." Back in the house, the disciples questioned him again about this, and he said to them, "The man who divorces his wife and marries another is guilty of adultery against her. And if a woman divorces her husband and marries another, she is guilty of adultery too." People were bringing little children to him for him to touch them. The disciples turned them away. But when Jesus saw this, he was indignant and said to them, "Let the little children come to me. Do not stop them. For it's to such as these that the kingdom of God belongs. I tell you solemnly, anyone who does not welcome the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it." Then he put his arms around them, laid his hands on them, and gave them his blessing. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise
Sarah was excited at the prospect of her new job teaching 15 and 16-year-olds a variety of subjects, including religion. She was looking forward to the challenge of helping young people fulfil their dreams, and she was especially excited at the prospect of trying to share her faith with them, when it seemed that so many others saw the teaching of religion as an impossible burden. Nevertheless, nothing could have prepared her for what she was actually going to encounter. The young people did indeed like her, and they went and confided in her. There was Julia, the tormented soul, who sat at the back, her face etched with frustration and anger. It transpired she'd been appallingly abused by a close member of her family from early childhood. There was David, a sullen and disruptive student who countered his innate shyness by asserting himself whenever he could in a disruptive way. There was Harry, the confused young man with a chip on his shoulder who had all the answers all the time. She calculated that almost half of her pupils were living either with a single parent or with a step-parent. Among the many subjects to be covered in the first term was Christian marriage. How on earth could she broach the subject with this group of people, many of whom were already scarred for life because of the unhappy marriages of their parents? Thank God, Sarah was bright and capable. She quickly realised that before she even looked at Jesus' teaching on marriage, she would need to convince her young people of his unconditional love for each of them and for their families in all the mess that surrounded them and the society in which they were struggling to cope and hopefully one day to make their mark. They looked at how Jesus dealt with people who came to him with different afflictions, physical, mental, spiritual. and they noted how he responded to them with love and compassion. What Sarah may not have realized was that the person of Jesus was already having a real influence on these young people. Not so much because what they learned about him, but because of the love and compassion they realized she had for them. They recognized Jesus in her. So when the time came for her to talk to them about Jesus' teaching on marriage, she was able to put it into context. And their ears were open to what she had to say. What is the context? You see, Jesus in today's gospel is not going to be caught out by the Pharisees. Remember, they're trying to trap him, test him, just as they trapped John the Baptist into speaking about Herod's wife. Jesus is not going to fall for it, but neither was he going to shortchange his listeners. He stood by the teaching of the ancient scriptures in Genesis that men and women were made for each other, that they are called to be united as one body, but that this would not be something that they could or would achieve by themselves. Such unity comes when we are also united with Christ and can treat each other with his love and compassion. Today's reading from the letter of the Hebrews reminds us this is why Jesus lived among us, to share our suffering so that we might become holy and share his glory. Jesus's teaching is indeed difficult, but we cannot shy away from it. Can't paper over it or shove it under the rug. The church does not shy away from it. But in our world today, anyone reading the verses of the gospel that we've just heard is likely to be called cruel, unfeeling, unforgiving, exclusive, and a host of other names. So many people are bruised by the whole experience of marriage breakdown. And in the light of that bruising, even to raise the topic, let alone to take a strong line on the issue, seems to some people almost unchristian. But the next paragraph in Mark's gospel reminds us of another dimension to this teaching. For who today is liable to earn Jesus' anger at preventing little children feeling the warmth of God's love and welcome? Might it be the people who suppose that children and their feelings don't matter, and that adults can make whatever arrangements suit them? Marriage breakups can devastate children, even grown-up children, with long-lasting effects. Which is kinder? Which is more Christian? To say that these things don't matter, or to take a strong line, like Jesus, on behalf of the truly weak and the vulnerable? In this community gathered here for Mass today, there are undoubtedly many, many untold stories. And we rejoice. We rejoice with those of you who are enjoying the ups and downs of life in stable and happy marriages. And we pray that the Lord will continue to strengthen and bless your homes, your families. But for those of you who are struggling to cope, perhaps with the aftermath of divorce or separation, or who find yourselves in far from perfect circumstances of one kind or another, do not lose faith. Do not lose hope. For we hope and pray that you discover in this community here the understanding, merciful and compassionate face of Jesus Christ. For him, no situation is hopeless. No situation is beyond redemption. No sin is unforgivable. In this year of the family, let us pray for all families in all their forms, in all their shapes, and all their sizes. Perhaps we can just spend a few quiet moments reflecting on how we, as individuals and as a community, could better support the families of our parish. Likewise, we might ask whether we could be doing more to help those who are trying to rebuild their lives and families after the breakdown of their marriages. Amen. Thank you for listening to my homily podcast. For more information about the Catholic parish of Brandon and Mildenhall, please go to our website, which is stthomas-stjohnparish.com. That's stthomas-stjohnparish.com. If you want to read more articles and stories and theological reflections, please check out my blog at fatherlukegoymore.com. That's fatherlukegoymore.com. Feel free also to follow me on Twitter at Father Luke G and Instagram at Father Luke Goymore. Stay safe and God bless you.